This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You are tuned in to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today we're traveling back in time for a very interesting experiment. We're not going back to the 60s, the 70s, not even the 80s. We're traveling back 10 years back to 2009 to sort of remember, to try and recall what was happening with the Latin Alternative back then. This is a very interesting experiment that you suggested, Josh. I was against it at first because I thought, hey, 10 years is so recent. But it's really fascinating to see how not much has changed in the Latin Alternative. I mean, we're going to play some amazing, some beautiful songs today. But I think most of this material could have come out maybe last week, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Ernesto. And maybe it's, you know, that a decade isn't that long ago, but I do feel like a lot of this music we're listening to on this episode is very fresh. And, you know, perhaps it's not coincidental. 10 years ago is when our show started. We launched the Latin Alternative back in 2009 on one single station, WEXT, in Albany, New York. And here we are now on 50 stations with so much great music. I think part of it was that we started the show in a year that had so much great tunes. And one of those songs, which I know we played quite a bit in the year we launched, was Mexican Institute of Sound, and this track, Cumbia. Mexican Institute of Sound has just a great backstory. It's basically a one-man operation led by Camilo Lara, who at the same time was serving as the president of EMI Latin America. You know, a guy responsible for overseeing everything from the catalog of Selena to the Beatles, and yet was dabbling with music at night and did so well with it that he quit his day job. So, gotta love a story like that. This is Mexican Institute of Sound and the track Cumbia off the album Soy Sauce back in 2009.
Hello family, this is Jose Luis Cheo from Los Amigos Invisibles and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
Esas son puras mentiras. Esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida. O había un tipo igualito a mí. Esas son puras mentiras. Esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida. O había un tipo igualito a mí. Te
cuentan que me vieron paseando en la ciudad con una ropa fina y con cara de galán, mirando a todas las chicas pasar frente a mí. Pero eso es imposible, yo nunca estuve allí. Cuando no estás conmigo yo me porto bien, me quedo encerrado viendo la TV. No salgo ni a la esquina ni hablo con mi vecina, aunque no te lo niego, sigue estando divina. Esas son puras mentiras, esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida, o había un tipo igualito a mí. Esas son puras mentiras, esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida, o había un tipo igualito a mí. Me dices que me viste en una página web con dos jevas al lado y una birra también, que estaba muy contento y como distraído. Te juro, yo esa hora estaba más que dormido. No sé de qué me hablas, yo no sé qué pasa. Tú siempre por ahí, yo tranquilo en mi casa, leyéndome unos libros pa' poder comprender cómo debo tratarte y entenderte, mujer. Esas son puras mentiras, esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida, había un tipo igualito a mí. Son puras mentiras, esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida, o había un tipo igualito a mí. Esas son puras mentiras, esa noche yo no andaba allí. Debes estar confundida, había un tipo igualito a mí.
Wow, we just heard one of my favorite Los Amigos Invisibles songs, and I have so many favorite Los Amigos Invisibles songs because they have amassed an amazing catalog of disco and bossa nova and all these retro genres. Los Amigos Invisibles from Venezuela via New York. And at the time, we just heard Mentiras from the album Comercial. This was on Nacional Records. At the time, this is Los Amigos Invisibles, Hermano Josh, at their very apex. It was the original quintet, right? There's five of them. Is that correct?
Yes. And unfortunately now, I believe Cheo, the guitarist, and Armando, the keyboardist, are no longer in the group. They're still plugging along and actually are still great live in concert. But yeah, this was really Los Amigos at their apex.
Exactly, at their apex, because guitarist José Luis Pardo was the principal songwriter, and yes, Los Amigos are still great, and I still love listening to what they do. But this Mentiras, in a way, even though it was only 10 years ago, it has just like a golden glow about it, like the golden era of Los Amigos. And the same, in a way, applies to the one outfit, electro outfit from Colombia, that we're going to listen to. I think this track that we're going to listen to represents also the apex of this particular band, don't you think?
Yes, Ernesto. Perhaps it was appropriate that the album from Bomba Estéreo was titled Blow Up, because they did indeed blow up. And I was fortunate. I was vice president of Nacional Records at the time this was released. You know, we thought that this album had great potential, but I don't even think we were expecting the extraordinary reaction to this song that we're going to play right now, Fuego. And then the group, you know, continued to grow and is now, I believe, signed to Sony, where they've had some of the biggest hits in their career to date. But this was the one that kind of opened the door for them. So we're going to take our little time machine back to 2009 and take a listen to Bomba Estéreo from Bogota, Colombia, with the track Fuego.
Ignition sequence. This is the Latin Alternative.
Mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Y mira cómo menea, qué linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un triquitaca. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como almaca. Y todos somos raza.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Baby,
listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 2009. Yes, we've fired up the Latin Alt time machine to go back a decade. And we just heard from the Bronx, New York. We just heard Pacha Massive, led by the Dominican, New York-based Ramon Nova. And I'm a big fan of that song, If You Want It, from the album of the same name.
Now, Armando, Josh, I wanted to tell you that, I don't know if you feel the same, but I've always admired Pacha Massive for this sort of subtle way of doing things, this chill, down-tempo, cool vibe that most, even the up-tempo stuff has, like this sort of slow-mo, this really relaxed vibe. Do you agree with this feeling that I get from them?
Yeah, it really had this nice chill vibe, and I can't recommend enough the first two Pacha Massive albums. Both of them are just like great kind of late night chillax music.
And it's interesting because the same applies for most of the Brazilian music that was coming out. Sort of at the beginning, the first 10 years of the new millennium, there were all this experimentation with electronica and sort of revamping the old bossa nova beats. Artists like Bebel Gilberto, we're going to listen to her later, Cybele, Zuko 103, the band Bossa Cuca Nova. And then suddenly this artist appeared who was not as keen on the bossa nova like everyone else. She was also from Brazil, from Sao Paulo. I'm talking about Seu. What a great artist. But Seu was also into using electronic beats and also sort of that this slow simmering vibe. But she was influenced by other things like rock and roll and reggae and French chanson. And in 2009, Seu releases, I think, her finest album, Vaga Rosa. This is at the apex of her commercial success. I remember seeing her live back at the time. It's a memorable show. So here she is, again with a Seu from Brazil, performing the song Comadre.
A comadre é ponta de lança. As vezes se amua. É ponta de lança.
Thank you. que a baia não tem.
O que é que a baiana tem?
Tem dorso de seda, tem, tem.
Tem brinco de ouro, tem, tem.
Corrente de ouro, tem, tem.
Tem pano da porta, tem, tem.
Tem bata rendada, tem, tem. Pulseira de ouro, tem, tem.
Tem saia engomada, tem.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to a time-traveling experiment going back in time 10 years to 2009, and of course exploring what was happening in Brazil at the time we just did. I really liked how you sort of seg these two tracks together, Hermano Josh. First Seu, and then Daniela Mercury, and this is 2009 being a very, very interesting year for Daniela Mercury. Daniela Mercury, of course, Josh, is one of the most commercially successful sort of pop starlets of Brazil from the 90s onward. In the music known as Axé, she's released some records that sold millions and millions of copies. But in 2009, she was already a little bit more mature, a little more eclectic, and ready to experiment. And she recorded this album called Cannibalia. Cannibalia is musical cannibalism, sort of like a Tropicalia, but like a contemporary 2009 take on musical cannibalism. So she does a version of Celia Cruz, La Vida es un Carnaval. She experiments with all these different grooves and genres. And we just heard O Que É Que A Baiana Tem. This is a hit popularized by Carmen Miranda. Yes, the incredibly talented performer who sadly is known more for the colorful outfits she would wear and the fruit on her head, the movies that she made. But she was a superb singer and performer of sambas and traditional Brazilian music. And in a way, Daniela Mercury did her justice with this reinterpretation of one of her most famous songs. Now, there is an Argentine band, a collective and orchestra of Afro-Latin music that was very much influenced by batucadas and sambas and bossa novas. I'm talking about Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, right, hermano?
If there's one unifier on this show, Los Fabulosos Cadillacs are a group that both you and I would say is one of our favorite bands of all time in any genre. And I remember being very happy when they came out with this album, La Luz del Ritmo, because it was kind of a return to form, that up-tempo, percussion-heavy, danceable sound that put a lot of smiles on faces all across the Americas. The prior two albums were a little more experimental. And this song, though, La Luz del Ritmo, was fun. It was a little more lighthearted. And a real highlight for me on this album was their version of Should I Stay or Should I Go, a cover of The Clash. And, you know, if you are a real Clash fan, you may have recognized that in the background of The Clash version, the lyrics were in mediocre Spanish, being sung by The Clash. But those Fabulosos Cadillacs kind of reclaimed the song. They did it in Espanol, perhaps as an homage to The Clash's willingness to try to adapt some bilingual lyrics. So this is just a lot of fun. It's a real Latinized version. A response to The Clash. So we're going to take a listen to Los Fabulosos Cadillacs album, La Luz del Ritmo, and my favorite single on it, their version of Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Y ella tiene tiene fuego y yo soy un tiki-taka. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como almaca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve que te pasa, yo digo Bandata. Ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. I be the cinder block cracker. Got weed mixed with tobacco. Audio the massacre. My lawyer screaming Attica. Cumbia cocotazo. Bandata mi balazo. Maya calavera. Are you ready? Sube brazo. Them pisses sound system. Them sissy man listen. They shaking in they boots like they a bunch of wet kittens. We colder than some dry ice in your hands with no mittens. Go get yourself a ticket. Tell the haters good riddance. Bandata. Ay mira mama, muevase mi linda mulata. Y mira como menea, que linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un tiki-taka. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como almaca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve que te pasa, yo digo Bandata. Ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Y mira cómo menea, qué linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un triquitaca. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como almaca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve que te pasa, yo digo Bandata. Ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Bandata, ay mira mamá, muévase mi linda mulata. Y mira cómo menea, qué linda muchacha. Y ella tiene fuego y yo soy un tiki-taka. Y ahora nos movemos lado a lado como almaca. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata. Y mueve que te pasa, yo digo Bandata. Y todos somos raza, mi grupo Bandata.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música. If you like what you've been hearing, please do follow The Latin Alternative on Facebook at The Latin Alternative. On Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative in both iTunes and Spotify or heading to thelatinalternative.com. We just heard a group from San Francisco, Bandata, and this song in particular put them on the map, although many years later. This song, self-titled Bandata, came out in 2009, didn't make that much noise outside the Bay Area, but then a funny thing happened. About 5 years later, it was placed very prominently in a scene in the TV show Breaking Bad, and suddenly it's reached millions and millions of people, and it's their top song on Spotify and YouTube. But it did come out in 2009, the year we've rewound our musical time machine to.
And by 2009, the fusion of traditional Latin rhythms with electronic beats was already a staple of the Latin alternative. And innovations continued and new sounds, new fusions were being cooked up in the recording studios of Latin America. One such band is Chico Trujillo from Chile. I love this guy. It's part of the sort of new cumbia movement. In 2009, Chico Trujillo releases the album Chico de Oro. This is a record that's perfect from beginning to end. We're going to listen to the opening track of this album, Barga, Barga, for some 2009 new cumbia from Chile.
This is the Latin Alternative. You're listening to The Latin Alternative, an hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. You are listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on the music of 2009. Yes, we rewound the Latin alt time machine to go back a decade, part of our continuing exploration of past decades of Latin music. From Austin, Texas, we heard Brownout, a group that's now been around for more than a decade. I love these guys. They did a really cool album in homage to Public Enemy last year, covering Public Enemy songs. This was their first album called Águilas and Cobras, came out that year, released by Six Degrees Records. And the song we just heard was my favorite standout track on the album, called Ayer y Hoy, or Yesterday and Today.
Now, Armando, I think what we need at this point in the show is a major conflict of interest. So I think I'm going to play some music that you created. Furthermore, to make it even more corrupt, I think we're going to include an album that I wrote the liner notes for. And I'm talking about the band that perhaps some people, listeners of the Latin Alternative, are not aware that you were also a prominent Jewish Latino rapper, an intrinsic part of the Latin Alternative community with your band Hip Hop Judios, that I was devastated when you ended to concentrate on business and family. So I'm happy that this time traveling experiment allows us to go back at the time when Hip Hop Judios, your band, and of course with our dear friend Abe Velez, you guys released a best of, I want to say greatest hits, but I think best of would be a more apt title, Carne Masada, as I love the title. And I remember you asked me to pen some liner notes for this release. And as it is a tradition with best of records, it included three brand new songs. And I think at that point, Armando, if I may say so, I felt that you ended Hip Hop Judios when you were becoming better and better. And you were also creating not only some great rhymes and some rap tracks, but also you were sort of delving into some songwriting, into creating some songs. And I really hope that Hip Hop Judios could come back.
Well, fear not, Ernesto. You might get your wish. The truth is we're recording some new songs, collaborations with artists like Hispanic All-Stars and Mexican Institute of Sound. But yes, this was our swan song 10 years ago, a tune that talked about the old Times Square and the many changes that have happened in New York, and some of which, you know, we miss some of the dirty side of New York, I guess, with this song. And that's what the tune Times Square 1989 was all about.
And I wanted to ask you, Josh, were you pleased with the liner notes that I wrote for Carne Masada?
Yes, Ernesto. So I think you managed to capture the excessive fandom we had in France, of all places, which was, for whatever reason, the place we all had our only hit. But it's a real chuckle to reread those liner notes.
Wonderful. Well, here they are, my brother Josh Norek with his band Hip Hop Judios and Times Square from Carne Masada.
The year, 8 for the kick, 9 for the stand. Parachute pants, no toys from France, just pimps and Johns, white spray paint cans. We be coming from the burst to buy fake IDs. End up walking out with VVs. Cracked up some prep school boys, thugged out brothers and horse-sized toys. Whatever you do, don't stare me in the eye. Racial tension can make a boy cry. Going to the movies ain't no joke. People yelling at the screen through the rising smoke. These are the stories that I love to tell. 14 years old with a knack to rebel. I talk mad, but I speak the truth. Times Square had soul like a broken tooth.
I got four brothers by the name of Cesario. We come down from the Albany barrio. Fake IDs for 15 bucks. Take two Tsingtaos and a Peking duck. It's one for the money and two for the kicks. They be burning our record like with the Dixie Chicks. You can do the Smurf in Bensonhurst. You can get downtown to the sound of the brown. Playpen mailbox, heavy metal boombox. Hot dogs and Nathan's that make your heart stop. Used to pay a dollar to see some more. Now we window shop at the Disney. I drink your Pilsen like my name was Mookie Wilson. Wasting my time like your name was Paris Hilton. Mr. Dickens, would you please be my mayor? Big Daddy Kane, Pantera, and Slayer.
Cons in this attire, 8th Street chicas were calling me sire. Trippy days, saw the grace and the grime. Mine was a mystical march through the time. Sitting on the curb trying to cool my poblano. This young yid learning love at 12 años. Getting in an alley round the corner from home. City seeds were sown. Hey, 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 later me and Jeffy used to throw bags of piss onto Avenue A. The P was free and the blocks could rock. And any artista could afford to keep shop. Today's shop got woe to a stop. Dirt for culture crap swept up by Rudy's cops. Hedge fund is trying to buy the way to fatness. Breffiero, the hobo madness.
The great fundamental issue now before our people: are the American people fit to govern themselves, to rule themselves, to control themselves?
Manzana podrida. Negative K, that's further. Hello, I'm Gil Cerezo.
And Ulises.
From the band Kinky. And you're listening to
Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative as we're wrapping up an episode devoted to the awesome music that the Latin Alternative generated during 2009. And of course, we needed to include Kinky from Monterrey, Mexico. They've been around since the late 90s, right, Josh?
Yeah, Ernesto. They started kicking around in the late 90s, and I remember meeting them at the very first Latin Alternative Music Conference in 2000. But yeah, by 2009, they had released several albums on the Canadian label Network and had a lot of songs in film and TV shows. They're still going strong, actually. They've released some of my favorite songs in their career just last year.
Yeah, and we just heard from 2009, this was Hasta Quemarnos. That's a great title, Until We Burn in Spanish. And this is from a record that also has a wonderful title, Barracuda by Kinky.
If you like what you've been hearing on the Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook at the Latin Alternative. And on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for the Latin Alternative on both iTunes and Spotify, or heading to thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, how would you like to listen to a velvety rendition of a bossa nova classic by one of my favorite female vocalists?
Well, Ernesto, if her name happens to be Bebel, I'd be very pleased.
Absolutely, yes, Bebel Gilberto. At the time, 2009, Bebel had already released her first classic, masterful albums, Tanto Tempo and the self-titled Bebel Gilberto. Then she released Momento. Some great albums I'm talking about. And in 2009, she releases All in One. This is a more eclectic effort. Great sounding for the Verve label. and she invited members of the Jobim family to record a bossa nova classic. This is Bim Bom with Bebel Gilberto. I just loved what she did. And Bebel, of course, being the daughter of pioneering guitar player and composer João Gilberto, who was present at the infamous Getz Gilberto sessions where the bossa nova was born. So we're saying goodbye with Bim Bom and Bebel. Thank you for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.